Hey, you. Hello, hey. Yes, I'm talking to you, the only guy on the strip right now. Come here. Do you know where you are? Speak up. No? Well, then come closer. Let me chat to you real quick, sweetie. Come on. Sit down next to me. Hey, didn't you hear me, brat? I said I'm talking to you. Come here. There you go now. I want to take a look at that tag. Isn't that much better? It's so much easier when you're obedient. Listen, at least you still remember the guidelines. Good boy. All right. Now let's see that collar. How much do you go for? What is that? Ugh. What? Blue? Damn it. Guess I came to the punch quite late. This means you're already taken, Just my luck. You know, they just had to make these fucking collars so hard to read. What is this font? What? Who thought it was a good idea to stop marking you boys for real? I mean, no brands, no tattoos, but we have to lift up this tiny little tag and read if you're taking property or not? What are these stupid fucking colors? I mean, how are we supposed to know who's who anymore? God. Damn men's rights activists pushing their stupid little agendas, getting the government to protect their itty-witty little penises. As if that was ever a problem. Damn. But look at you. Already a good husband, Oh, really? What a lucky woman. All right. Better hurry along then. Not the part of town for a pretty little thing like you to be wandering alone at night, especially without a female companion. Oh wait, hold on. What does that say? Wait a second. What is that mark there? That's familiar. Is that? You are, aren't you? Is that what you were hiding from me? A little virgin. Oh my gosh, this is perfect. Hey, don't tense up, sugar. It's all right. Hey, don't worry. It's just me and you here, just chatting, that's all. But hell, I mean, how many true virgin guys are there really around in this world anymore? I mean, come on. You're a dying breed. I mean, come on. You've got to know. You're a bit of an anomaly these days, aren't you, sweetheart? I mean, how much sense does this make? Married, but your wife didn't break you in yet? What is up with that? What have y'all been married for, like, 3 fucking days? What? A little trophy husband, then. Has to be, right? Good for her, good for her. I wonder how she managed to keep her hands off a sweet little thing like you. Almost makes you think that collar could be a fake. Wait a minute. Are you trying to pull a fast one on potential buyers by mistagging yourself? You know that's a crime, right? I've heard some disobedient guys like you are trying that nowadays to avoid a little unwanted attention. You wouldn't try that on me, would you? Well, come on. Let me take a real close look. Give me that collar. Hey! Know your place, boy. I said I'm taking a look at your collar. Don't you know to behave when a woman is addressing you? Good job. I'll be sure not to tell your wife about your insubordination tonight. Would you look at that? It actually is real. The official stamp and everything. So, you really are just a married little virgin, Oh, you want the collar back, don't you? Sure, sweetie. Nothing but a thing. Here you go. Oh, sorry. Ooh, it just slipped out of my hands, you know. Oh, you know, they used to call me Butterfingers in high school. How careless of me. I guess it's just gone for good now. Don't be scared. I was just being a little clumsy, that's all. Let me have another better look at you again, sugar. A nice guy. A cute guy. Marked as a virgin? And hey, what is that? No brand, no tattoo claiming you, and now, no collar either. That must mean you're free, right? A sweet little virgin boy, free and out here, all alone at night. Not a soul around but me. Just randomly stumbling upon a little treasure like that. Oh, it must be my lucky night. And you sure are a pretty one. Hmm? Illegal? Did you just say illegal? I didn't know boys could know that word. You think that matters? No shit, it's illegal, you slut. What do you think this is? I'm going to steal you. Why are you making that face? Oh, I'm sorry. Does your little man brain not know how to comprehend that word? It's S-T-E-A-L. When you look that up in the Webster's Dictionary, you know what that is, right? Yes, it means to take something without consent, correct? Now you're getting it. Good boy, good boy. I'm going to steal you. What are you going to do? Report me to who exactly? Use your brain. Think. Tell me. Who around here would care? You know what? I think you're having a hard time processing this. So let me let you in on a little secret. I know the chief of this district. Yeah, we go way, way back. Absolutely back, mega back. And she is definitely more in favor of the old ways than you'd like to think. Same as me. What was your wife thinking? Letting her virgin husband walk around in this neighborhood anyway? Is she stupid? Did she really think sending her husband out here wouldn't get you some attention? You? I mean, with your mark, of course you would get snatched up. Like, come on. If not me, you should be glad it's me and not someone even more brutal. If not me, it would have been the next woman that saw you. Well, either way, fresh boys deserve someone who can see the true value in them, and I definitely can. I can feel that little heart racing, even from here. So let me make this simple, okay, sweetheart? Something even your little man brain can comprehend, okay? Just so there won't be any misunderstandings between you and I. You see, I'm a woman who enjoys being first. Love to, you know, conquers as a way of speech. I like being the first one to break guys, and guys like you, you know, like a new pair of shoes, like a brand new car. You've got that fresh car smell, you know. Guys like you, virgin guys, you're really like an object, you know. The first to the punchline wins. What's the phrase? The early bird gets the worm. You're the worm. You're the tiny little worm for my beak to come and claim. You know, then like a new pair of shoes, you know, I wear you out. I stain you, so to speak. Mark you, claim you, and then finally ruin you. Yeah. All that water. Yeah. And after I'm done with you, no other female will even think about approaching you. Believe me. Trust me, women, we kind of have that sense to smell used goods on a man. So, You'll really be no good for your wife, believe me. I don't think even your wife will want you back, even if she could, so... Let's get rid of your little V-card status, don't we? Hey! 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 Come on, no running! You're going to make this so much worse if you do. Remember, sweetie, you don't have a visible tag right now, okay? You might as well be off the radar without it. Out of rights, none. You're nothing without that tag, okay? If you run, I'll call the cops. Tell them that a free use boy has given me some trouble. A woman giving trouble, talking back, disobeying, and then running off. Who do you think they're gonna believe, hmm? You've got no collar, no marking. You'd be thrown in jail. Trust me, you do not want to be handled by all the female COs that look over you. If you think I'm being rough, wait till they get their paws on you. I'm being gentle, trust me. Yeah, you watch TV, you've seen those police shows. I know you know what they would do to you. Better safe with me than sorry, right? Now, open your shirt. Oh, hey, hey, don't freeze up, sugar. Oh, guess I'll have to help you a little, won't I? Oh my god, fuck. You really are pretty, god, look at that. I am going to do some messed up things to this body, yeah? You'll be so screwed up after I'm done with you. Oh my god, there'll be so many hickeys. Oh. Let me get a taste. Oh. Hey, open your mouth. Come on, open up. Open up for me. Be a good boy and open up for me. Oh, I don't care. My tongue is going in anyway. So just make it easy for yourself. You taste so fucking good. What a handsome chest. Cute stomach. You smell fucking great, don't you? Tell me, did your wife buy you some more expensive body wash? How considerate of her to do this for me. If only she knew you'd be putting on this magnificent show for me tonight. Tell me, does that feel good, sugar? No. What, does biting hurt, really? Isn't that too bad? Oh, are you gonna cry? Are you? Are you gonna cry like a little boy because I'm doing this to you? What, cry like a little bitch? That's enough of that. All right, pull down those pants. I want to see something. come on. Or do I need to help you out again? Oh my God, men can be so useless, you know. Why don't I just rip these off of you? I don't care. Down to your little undies. Oh my God, what are these boxers? So cute. Men are so adorable, you know. Especially when they're useless and helpless like this for me. This is what I'm talking about. Look at that. Let's get straight to work. What a sexy cock. What? How does that feel now, huh? Tell me, is a bad woman touching you where you don't want to get touched? Where you've never, ever even been seen before getting touched right now? It's like unwrapping a little present, you know? I always liked gifts. Cute, shy, pathetic little gifts like you. I just gobble you right up. I just way too hard to find sometimes, and you are the first one who practically just walks into my backyard without me even having to look or do anything. I wonder if your wife knows where you are right now. I mean, you know the slogan. It's 10 p.m. Do you know where your husband is? I'm sorry you can't say goodbye, but she won't ever see you again, so it's not like it'll matter. Is me saying that messing you up? Yeah? Gonna cry? Oh. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Come on. Start crying. Cry for me. No, no, no. Don't look away. Don't look away. Look at me. Look at me. See what I'm doing to you? Oh, there he goes. Finally. Oh, you really are tried. You really tried to be such a brave one, too. Such big tears. Cry more for me. Cry more for me. God, I'm so fucking wet right now. I don't even need to touch myself. Get down. I said get down. Hey, shh. It's okay. It's okay, you know. I'm gentle when I take it, okay? You just have to let me take it. Don't fight me. And I won't have to get rough with you, okay? I'm just going to really slowly lower myself onto your cock. So that it doesn't hurt too bad for you, okay? I mean, you really shouldn't be complaining. I mean, it's harder on the woman than it is the man anyway. You just have to put your dick inside of me and take it. Like a good boy, okay? Okay, I tried to act like I wasn't gonna hurt you, but I can't hold back, okay? Yeah, as if I wanna hear you scream. Let's just fuck. Oh my God, fuck. Oh fuck. Oh shit, there we go. That's sweet. Deep inside me. That's a good virgin cock. Oh, there goes your purity status. Looks like you can take that mark off you. Oh, it hurts, huh? No. No. Shut up. Don't be that loud. Are you kidding me? Let's just cover that pretty little mouth real quick. Wouldn't want anyone to stay here and interrupt us. I can't even be too loud. I almost forgot. I lost myself there for a second. Oh, it's just whenever I get the taste of a freshly untouched virgin cock like yours, I just can't help myself. And I get a little carried away, but it's okay. I know how to be quiet, but can you be quiet for me? Be a good boy. Be a good boy and be quiet for me, don't you? Won't you? You feel so good. Wife really lost out on some prime fucking material. What the fuck is wrong with her? Man, I'll be right in these hips much in the next few days. I might just accidentally break it, you know? Oh, fuck. I should probably start looking for a chiropractor in case we need to fix you up again after that one. I know it's way too fast. Hey, look at me, cutie. So fucking hot, that crying face. What a defeated little look you're giving me. Oh man, you know I can't get any hot than riding a virgin that's crying now, can it? Oh, poor little guy. Hey. Look at you, getting cleaned and broken at the same time. I understand it can be a little overwhelming, but men shouldn't even have any agency over their own virginity in the first place. Oh, what? Do you disagree or something? Hey, let me give you a little biology lesson. And then I think you need it, huh? Don't you shiver. Tiny little brain can't muster that much information at once. So I'll go slower so you can take in the information. The body of a guy, okay? Is meant to be fucked, alright? That's high. It's built like that, okay? That's what it's for. That's why guys immediately react to being fondled, you know? Whether they want it or not, you know, they just get erect. That's why they get random boners from kissing. Like that, you know? That's why they have morning wood, you know, stupid, petty erections. It's also that we women have an easier time with them. Hey, you following me here? I know, you're pretty sad. Can't help but cry at all the new information flooding in, but hey, this is basic biology. You know, there's no such thing as rape for a guy. I mean, and honestly, even if there was, let's be honest, if it's a legitimate rape, you know, the male body would have ways to try, you know, shut the whole thing down. Like, right? Oh, then that ain't happening to you right now. Or is it? No, of course not. So we both know you actually are made for this. Your body accepts it. What I'm doing to you is just called getting you bred. It's natural, the natural order of things. So just follow along. Stop fighting it. Why do men try to fight it? That's how it's been since primal times. Do you think there were any of those hogwash modern concepts like consent back then? Ridiculous. Fuck, I need a break. Oh, I need a break. God, I get so carried away, I forget we're in public. Shh, don't want anyone hearing us, do we? Hey, shh. Hey. You're biology coded to come while getting fucked, okay? You come for girls who know what they want. It's your body. What is it? What's a word you can understand? Identifying, you know, reacting and submitting to being, you know, handled, a woman handled by strong, capable women. Women like me who just take you whenever they feel like it. It's what nature has intended for boys like you. Okay, sweetie? You can't fight that. Women get children They grant life. They build. We make society what it is. And boys give semen look pretty. Yalla. That's it, okay? That's what you're good for. That's your little purpose in this big old world. And that's all you're worth, is your body. And there's no amount of goody-goody empowerment kumbaya bullshit is gonna change that, alright? Alright. Good, we're at an understanding finally. Wipe those tears then. Now, you are going to give me some cum, okay? You're gonna do the one thing you're bred to do, alright? And if you don't cum, sugar, I'll just have to ride your cock until it breaks. And then milk it, if you won't die. By hand, of course. I don't give a fuck how long it takes or how raw you get. So you better come like a good little slut and take it, alright? Oh, take it. I don't know what kind of bullshit it is your ex-wife put in your head. But we're gonna get rid of those and turn you into a good little house stud who's there just to please. Because this belongs to me. Your body, your cock, your balls. Hug every single fucking sperm cell in you and your small property. You got that? You got that. And I'm not gonna give you a stupid collar with a tag, bullshit. No, fuck that. I'll take you to get a nice, prominent, claimed tattoo like the good old days. Fuck those progressive guidelines. Fuck the government. Fuck those mean, empowering bastards. Gives us the opportunity to also cross out that little virgin mark. It's due for an update now, isn't it? Fuck. Do it, fuck, come for me. I know your body wants to. I know your body is trying so hard to fight it. Do what your body is made to do. And come for me. Congratulations, baby. Now you are no longer a virgin anymore. Just how men should be. Just a good, stained little boy whore. Let me get a good look at you. This is good work I did. Banged up job I did. Well. You look absolutely defeated. I'll give you a minute until you can walk again. Let me gather your things up for you. After that, we're gonna go collect a few favors to get that little marriage entry in your file deleted from the database. Not like it was worth a grain of salt anyway. Nobody will be able to prove where you actually came from after that. And we won't run into any trouble, will we? Don't y'all have a good cronyism? Oh, I forgot. That's the word boys like you don't understand. It means benefits from friends, you know. Favors handed to you from your friends and so on. I don't know why I'm even bothering explaining this to you. It's not like you get it anyway. Not like your kind would understand. I mean, to be honest, it's only fair. I'll be getting so much more use out of you than that stupid wife ever would have anyway. What a waste she was doing to you. Now you're mine. My little property. Let's go.
Ba-da-ba-da-ba-ba, the end.